Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you. Really appreciate you spending some time with us today as we talk about all things insurance on each and every episode, this wonderful industry that we find ourselves a part of. And this time around, we're going to be talking about the fact that you are not alone in this business, you know, finding a mentor, partnering for growth as an independent agent. And joining me to talk about all of that and more, Amber Allen, also known as Amber Bupp, of course, and Devin Williams, marketers both with AMG. Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going great, Matt.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to have you both back and talking about something that's very important, because I feel like as independent agents, you know, people might be out there saying, you know, I feel like I am alone, you know, in the field doing my thing every day. But there's a whole, you know, team behind you that can back you up. And I think keeping that in mind is super important, right?
For sure.
100%.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that and talk about, well, I mean, I guess we're going to go through kind of some different aspects of this today. I mean, why it's important, like why mentorship is important. And, you know, independence doesn't mean isolation, as we were saying, what to look for in that mentor or that partner. We'll talk about some systems that you can borrow to scale faster and how to protect your commissions and your freedom at the same time. So let's talk about, you know, Devin, the story of, you know, how powerful it is to not go solo, you know, because I feel like, as I said, those people can be out there in the field saying, I feel like I'm alone, but you're really not. And are there agents that who you have run across who have that mentality and who just don't ask for the help that's available, and then they end up kind of plateauing?
Yeah, no, without a doubt, you know, being on the independent recruiting side, you know, we see it all the time. Agents who kind of start off with a lot of fire, they're ready to go, you know, they want to get things rolling as soon as possible. But then after they get the contract set up and, you know, they're jumping into their lead programs and they're purchasing leads, they start realizing that they don't have all the pieces together. And, you know, whether it be just them kind of running out of gas and just feeling like they're just kind of spinning their wheels and not getting anywhere, or just, you know, not having, I guess, the comfortability to even get out there and, you know, kind of make those mistakes. You know, we find agents who are starting out, or even just seasoned agents, you know, kind of will need help over time and just need to find that partnership or, you know, a mentor just to kind of help them grow and not plateau in the industry. And I guess if I think of one example in particular, it's actually an older gentleman that I was working with out of Ohio. And, you know, he did a ton of business in the life insurance side. Mm-hmm. It's one of those agents who are just like really, I guess, connected in his community. So he always had leads coming in. He always had someone new to speak to. But I just felt like because his sales process just kind of got, you know, I guess, not as up to speed as what the carriers are putting out. You know, he's still doing paper applications. So, you know, trying to run all of his quotes through maybe one carrier website rather than using a quoting or, you know, comparison tool. And I just feel like over time, you know, some of the carriers started being e-application only. And since he just didn't have that, I guess, expertise or knowledge to get to that next step.
Right.
He either wasn't really capturing as many applications as he could have, or he just, you know, was just turning down businesses because he just could not work with some of the carriers. So I feel like that's an example of, you know, why even as you go through, you know, the life of being an agent, even if you're not someone just starting out, you know, you could still use that mentorship or partnership even at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody got into this industry for some reason or another. It rarely people decide like, yeah, I want to grow up and be an insurance agent. They obviously saw some success from somebody else, which would be a good mentor to reach out to just to see how they got started and things like that. So I think it's very crucial, very important to have that to look forward to and to keep growing with.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, you could help mentor somebody and help, you know, kind of teach them the branding side and how to get out there into the community and how to have a referral system, you know, based approach, while they could also be helping you, you know, and mentoring you maybe in technologies or some other ways that they can help you grow. So I don't think mentorship should just be, you know, looking at it as like a one-way street, but how there can be partnerships out there as well, where both, you know, partners are kind of helping each other get to that next level.
It's definitely not cookie cutter for sure.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Not a one size fits all thing. I often say, like, if you ever go to the store and like try something on that says one size fits all, chances are it's not going to fit very well. So it's either going to be way too big or way too small or something, you know? So it's, I feel like that's a real thing in life. But also, right. You know, I mean, do you feel like too that there are, obviously there are mental blocks, I feel like, for a lot of people who might say, well, if I'm asking for help, I'm sort of giving up my independence as an independent agent. But that's not really true at all, right?
No, we really enjoy coming into the office and working together, seeing each other, the camaraderie that we have throughout the entire office is actually something that brings our business to a successful spot, to be honest. I learn a lot from Devin. Hopefully he learns some from me. But we were actually just talking about the podcast that we've been doing. I know I've been watching our colleagues and super proud of them, very excited that we're getting into this side of the industry. Because I am learning, because everybody is doing their business different. So whether it's you're an independent agent and you just want somebody to talk to and see like roadblocks that you're coming up with while you're out in the field, while you're taking phone calls, just bouncing ideas back and forth. You don't even have to be a downline to somebody to have them as a mentor. Like I can look at Devin as a mentor, you know, like he's incredible. He has a lot of great life producers, a lot of agencies in the industry. And I'm like, man, I want that. So I can reach out to Devin and talk to him about that, you know?
Yeah. And then as we said before, you know, it's not really a cookie cutter at all. I feel like there's a million ways you can look at a partnership or a mentorship there. You know, it could be something as simple as, you know, instead of being a career or captive agent where you are moving your whole book under, you know, maybe Humana or, you know, a partnership where you have you lose the agent of record. As an independent agent, you can work with somebody and maybe split commissions. You know, you're able to have them, you still own your book of business, but take your contracts through them. And, you know, even if you just look at something as simple as, you know, if they don't write Medicare and you don't write life insurance and you guys are, you know, sharing clients that way, you know, there are plenty of ways to find, I guess, a way for it to be beneficial on both sides and still have that partnership. It doesn't have to be something, you know, where you're losing control or, you know, you feel like you have to be isolated where you can't have that community approach.
Like you said earlier, independence does not mean isolation.
Exactly.
The two can be mutually exclusive. You know, you don't have to be isolated to be technically, you know, this independent agent out there. And then, you know, I mean, sometimes, as you also alluded to, I think earlier, it was like, you know, sometimes this mentor can be kind of a natural thing where you saw somebody, Amber, you were talking about this earlier, where you saw, you know, you maybe saw somebody earlier in life or something like that. And you just talked to them about how they got into the business and became successful and all of these things. But sometimes it's, you know, you got to kind of go looking for a mentor. So if I'm an independent agent and I'm out there, or heck, if I'm a marketer and I'm out there and I'm looking for a mentor or an upline partner, what are some things to look for? And then also, what are some things to avoid? Maybe some red flags that you want to highlight as well.
I don't know. I would definitely look to social media as a green flag and a red flag sometimes. You can take things from a little bit up from everyone, to be honest. You can listen to somebody's ideas and hear the way that they speak about their clients, and you either like it or you don't. Say, okay. Being a mentor, you can learn not to do something also. And what works for me may not work for somebody else. I'm not kind of a pushy marketer. I just give my agents what they need. And when they're ready, they're going to ask me for it. If they haven't decided to contract with a certain carrier or learn a new product, right now we're doing a lot of the hospital indemnity and cross sell because the market is changing. And like Devin said earlier, his older agent was used to writing paper apps, and now he's had to transition into doing electronic e-apps. So it's definitely something to just look for as a green or red flag, I guess, to see how people are working and how they aren't working.
No, yeah. And just to add on to that, I think, you know, as you are speaking to, you know, different people who are looking to mentor you, you know, just asking questions up front about, you know, do they have a, you know, a transparent sales process that they don't mind sharing with you, that they, you know, don't mind actually spending the time to work with you on as well. I think that's another thing, just, you know, how busy is the mentor that's, you know, looking to take you on as well. you know, do they have the time to actually sit down with you and take you through the sales process and make sure that you do feel comfortable? Or are they, you know, not going to have as much time on their own plate because they're still building their practice and, you know, and maybe only have, you know, like guides or technologies that they can bring to the table. And I think either one can work depending on where you are, you know, what the help you're looking for is. But I think having those conversations up front when you are discussing that mentorship or that partnership on exactly, you know, what exactly can they bring to the table? What are they looking for in return? And, you know, is this something that they truly have the time to service there? And then as far as where to find them, of course, yeah, like Amber said, I think social media is a great place to start. You know, any of those forums that you see out there as well. There's anywhere where you see those like-minded independent agents, you know, meeting up out there. So, you know, they do a lot.
Out in the field. Right. If they're driving the car you want, if they have the watch you want, or, you know what I mean? Just anything. Their lifestyle, the vacations are something that you see and you like. Don't use that as an intimidation factor or a hate gram, I guess. just say, man, I want to do that. And just have an open conversation of how did you get here? It doesn't have to be something super formal where you're like, hey, do you have an hour this week, every week to set aside to help me? And if it is something that you need, then you can talk about aligning your book of business with theirs so they can get the override with the carrier. Because that is your support. That is part of your growth. And they're not going to help you. They're not going to hold you back. They're going to help you grow. Yeah. And I think that's a mindset a lot of agents are forgetting sometimes is they're getting caught up in the Facebook and the LinkedIn post of my upline does this and, you know, they take from me that. Instead of just looking at it as a growing opportunity or a learning experience.
No, 100%. Because these guys are going to be able to help you scale a lot quicker, you know, make you not have to fall through as many pitfalls as you would have to on your own side. So, you know, anytime they have any type of marketing pieces or any, you know, scripts or anything that they can kind of bring to you, it's going to make you light years, you know, ahead of marketers or agents or marketers who are just starting out and trying to capture all this as they're just, you know, fumbling through the market there.
Yeah. And that's a big part of it too. I think like, you know, the whole been there, done that thing with, you know, yeah. It's like, you know, I've tried this. It hasn't worked. I've tried this. It has worked, you know, all of that. I mean, so then they have mentors, you know, if you find the right one can have systems in place that you can, you know, borrow to even, you know, grow faster. You know, talk about some of those things that, you know, I guess it's like something like a why build it from the ground up when you know that this is a system that already works, at least for this person. Why not at least try that or become a part of it, you know, and become affiliated with that person so that then you become part of that sort of established thing that's already worked and already grows business. At least that's what, you know, has been shown in real life.
Right.
Yeah. No, 100%. You know, I think if you like building your own brand as an agent or agency out there, you know, it's hard to find out, you know, what social media pieces work. What do clients want to see out there in the market? You know, how do you get in front of maybe some of these carrier reps and build those relationships on that side? How do you get inside of these, you know, kind of medical facilities and have those, you know, agent of the day experiences there as well? How do you get into a Walmart booth or, you know, call center leads better than working face-to-face leads? I think there's all these things that kind of an agent can dabble in and, you know, experiment with. And each agent is going to be a little different, but to have someone who's gone through the experience, who's, you know, spent the money on these programs, who can kind of help guide you through at least getting the information you need so you can make the decision on what you want to try is invaluable rather than having to waste the time, the money, the effort of kind of falling through all those, you know, pitfalls.
And you can kind of plug and play, you know, like I really like the Walmart. I want to get involved in that. And then I'm going to try it out. I'm going to ask them for their help, and then they'll come out, they'll help me. And then if it's for me, great, I'll continue it. I'll invest my own money into it. If not, then I'll find the next source. Obviously, it's kind of like I said, it's not cookie cutter, a la carte. You can do one thing one week and then try a different thing the next week. But you want to stay consistent and you want to make sure you're giving a good old college try. to see if it's working or not, you know, it's not just going to all happen at once, but you need to put some energy towards it and figure out, like, hone in what you want to put your energy and your funds towards. So I don't know. My husband is an independent agent and he left a career force with Humana and he had a great experience there. And then now he's out solo. And sometimes he's like, man, I wish I had an office to go into so I could joke around with the guys at work. I'd like to see what other people are doing. But now we go on carrier trips, and he learned that way. It's like, hey, what are you doing to earn these trips? How are you there? And so he has those hard conversations that he's not producing himself, but he wants to be there. So he's always willing to grow. And I think that's an important factor as well.
Sorry. No, I think that's a great point, honestly. You know, anytime an agent is able to get into these social kind of, you know, I guess, you know, areas with other brokers there, whether it be like a rollout meeting or like a breakthrough meeting.
Yeah, the Rachi chats are great.
Great time for you to get around other agents as well and just kind of pick their brain and, you know, use that time to be social and get out there and, you know, speak to other agents out there as well. Like you said, you know, if they see them drive very far, you want to drive or, you know.
I want to drive a Tesla.
You'll be there then. But yeah, so I think it's good to have those, you know, partnerships. So don't be afraid to, you know, have those conversations there.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you're in, like you say, those sort of more social situations, I feel like maybe it's easier to break the ice and get into a conversation like that because it doesn't feel so formal. You know, it's not like you're sitting in someone's office and all that. You know, you might be on a beach in Bora Bora or something, you know. It helps.
So you can all hope so, no?
Right?
Where are those agents at? I got to see what they're doing.
I know. I want to be them. And the thing is, I mean, you know, when we're talking about all of this, it's not, and I guess I keep going back to it because I just sort of imagine myself in an independent agent sort of mindset of, am I going to be giving up my independence while, and therefore some sort of freedom while doing this, you know, while maybe partnering with someone or seeking out a mentor but, you know, I mean, you can stay independent while you are partnering with someone in a very strategic way or an organization like AMG in a very strategic sort of a way. So you've got those resources there, but you're not giving up, you know, the things that you are trying to work to build, like that, you know, your own brand and things like that, right?
You can have your cake and eat it too.
Exactly, yeah.
So an advantage that Devin and I have is we are national. We reach out all 50 states and we come in contact with independent agents that are solo. We have groups of five. We have large agencies that we work with. And again, we get to hear and see all of these experiences and what people have done to get to where they're at and what has worked for them and what hasn't. So different lead vendors, experiences, going to different conventions and things like that. And it's how you invest your time and your money.
Yeah. No, 100%. Exactly, Amber. I think because of, you know, just our high level saying, you know, a lot of agents and agencies kind of go through this process, it allows us to really help guide producers, you know, even before they jump into a lead program or start, you know, spending money on one support tool over another on just things that they can kind of jump into organically. And, you know, we're a good starting points there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously shameless plug, but we're always going to be here to help anybody who needs some guidance on that side as well. But even if we can't, you know, be the mentor for you, we have a large distribution of agents who we can find who can, you know, partner with you as well. So, you know, you're more than welcome to always start here with us and we can kind of try to find, you know, a mentor that kind of fits what you're looking to grow into.
Or we could be that mentor. Exactly. Unapologetically.
Exactly.
We're happy to help. That's what we're here for. We have experience. We've been here. We bought the t-shirts. And we've tried different avenues ourselves. So,
And one thing I've heard from, you know, or agents who are, you know, speaking to recruiters is, you know, like, hey, am I going to, you know, lose commissions because I'm moving under you or because I'm aligning my contracts through you there? And the truth is, you know, a lot of times you will have the same level, you know, that you would have if you were going direct or if you, you know, were going through, I guess, another channel as well. But that mentor can not only provide, you know, that level of support for you, but you're not losing out on that agent of record or owning that book as well there. So you still remain the agent of record on your book of business. You still own everything there. You still can brand your agency or you yourself however you want it to there. But now you have someone else who's aligned with you, you know, to help support you and help, you know, watch you grow there and, you know, wants to be on your side. So I think all that's important when you're looking to partner with somebody looking to get to that next level there.
Yeah.
Dan, I feel like too, it's important that, you know, a lot of mentors out there, at least the best ones in my life, in whatever aspect of my career or life in general, have been people who want me to do better than even they have, you know, I feel like I'm in a movie. I bring a certain set of skills, but I'm not beating people up or anything like that, but I do bring a certain set of skills, you know, to life and to career that maybe that mentor doesn't necessarily bring, but they have the experience. And if you marry those two things, that experience and the unique sort of set of skills that everybody brings to their career, then I feel like that can be a perfect thing. And, you know, if you find the right mentor, someone who does want you to do better than even they have and make you, you know, just their sort of shining star, then I feel like that's a great sort of marriage, for lack of a better word, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's a great platform as well. You know, you start there, but then, you know, who's to say you don't start recruiting or mentoring somebody down the road as well? Now that you have the experience, you have the systems, you have the tools, I think, you know, I don't know a mentor who wouldn't want to see you then take that next step. And I think you learn even more when you go to train somebody behind it. So I think it's just that natural progression, of that natural evolution, you know, as you are going through the way, it's a progression of being an independent agent there.
And there's also a refresher for the mentor. They get to have those conversations, those new organic, like, hey man, I used to do this.
Right.
I know I can cross that when I'm doing the AHIP and I'm like beginning, you know, Medicare 101 stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that that happened.
Right.
But it's extremely helpful to have somebody that always wants you to grow and also know that they're growing too.
No, exactly. We were talking about at the breakthrough session last week was, you know, just kind of going through your sales process and how even as you just, you know, I've done it so many times, you start, you know, over time creating shortcuts and just finding different ways to, like, you know, cut out little parts of the process that do add up over time. You know, and when you do go back through your process, you're like, oh yeah, that's right. Writing down the objections that I'm coming through so that I can go over how to overcome those for next meeting, for just little things that you may have in your process that you've kind of gotten away from. You're right. You know, going back through that with someone else,
yeah,
but just kind of strengthen this for yourself.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, I guess everybody can learn from everyone in that situation. It's not just a one way street of learning and growing. You know, exactly. I mean, you just kind of get that refresher as the mentor. You sort of become the mentee on the other side. You mentor yourself, which, you know, is true. I guess it does happen if you go back, like if you're teaching someone else the things that you do, because it sort of helps you kind of break down those daily sort of tasks that you do and focus on them in a way that maybe you necessarily don't when you're just sort of on autopilot every day doing your thing at that point, right?
1,000%.
Yeah. Well, okay, so anything else before we start trying to wrap up here that you guys wanted to mention that we haven't yet that comes to mind, or any examples of some more good mentor-mentee relationships that you wanted to highlight?
Just always ask, you don't know what you don't know until you don't know. Or until you know. I think I said that wrong, but that's okay. But just ask your questions, be vulnerable, and be open to learning, even if it's a little bit of a hard learn.
Yeah. Just piggyback off the, you know, be open to learning. I feel like sometimes when you do, you know, learn a process for somebody, or you do have somebody helping guide you, sometimes you might have a little bit of resistance, or you feel like, hey, you know, I don't want to listen to this step, or I don't want to do that. But if it is a proven sales process, you know, to your point before, give it the gold college try, you know, give it at least its due and go through all the steps and make sure you do follow the guidelines that you are getting from your mentor so that you can at least be able to break it down and say, okay, this is where it worked, and this is where things start, you know, not working for me. But try to keep the sales process definable and have those data points so that, you know, you are able to, review it and manage it the best way you can there.
And put your ego to the side.
Exactly.
Yes. Very, very important in that particular situation. Well, and of course, you know, what we would encourage people to do as well, you know, if you are someone who needs help finding a mentor, if someone who has been listening to this and say, okay, well, this all sounds great, where do I sign up? How can people reach out and get in touch with either one of you or you know, any of the marketers at AMG?
Yeah.
So we actually have a Facebook page for AMG Academy. Mm-hmm. We'd love to invite our agents to that. Also, reach out to us. We could either help you ourselves, or we can find somebody that would fit your personality and your portfolio and help you grow in the avenue that you're going to choose to grow this year.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, in the description, we can add in, you know, our email addresses there. We'll add in a link for AMG Academy. But yeah, just a page for, you know, like-minded insurance agents who are in the independent space to get together and, you know, either look over product information or just kind of go over what they're seeing in the industry. So just a great place to kind of meet like-minded people there. But like Amber said, you know, feel free to give us a call. We can spend as much time as you need with us and find a mentor or a partnership that works for you.
An hour a week.
There you go. Well, it sounds great. And of course, we will put all of that in the description and send people your way. And the droves and droves will follow. Amber Allen and Devin Williams, thank you both so much once again. Really appreciate it. Appreciate this conversation. It's an important one. And look forward to talking to you again next time we gather together here.
We do too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Matt, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And thank you for listening and or watching this particular edition of AMG Academy. I'm Matt McClure. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.